During World War One, well over 40,000 Australians were killed on the battlefields of France. Yet it is Gallipoli that the national attention normally turns to each Anzac Day. But this year, a special dawn service is being planned to mark the 90th anniversary of some of the more significant battles fought by Australians in 1918. The Veterans Affairs Minister, Alan Griffin, has travelled to the Western Front ahead of the commemoration, and he joins us now. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Steve.
You have a personal connection to the Western Front, don't you? Can you tell us about that?
My grandfather was on the Western Front in late 1916, and he was injured. He got trench foot and had all his toes amputated, and he was invalided back to Australia. But he was a part of the 60th Battalion and came in, as we understand it, as part of the replenishment after the 60th Battalion was decimated at Fromelles in 1916.
Did he ever tell you about what it was like?
He died when I was about 6-7 years old, so I never got a chance to have a talk to him about it. I just remember a very old and correct man who basically had a walking stick, and it's only later that I realised why.
And tomorrow you'll be going to Fromelles, where Australia had its biggest loss of life in a single day, nearly 2,000 dead in one day, and around 150 of those are thought to have been buried in a mass grave in the woods. Now, there's a push on to see evacuations in an effort to find and identify, excavations in to identify Australian war dead. What's the latest on that?
Well, the weather's been such that it's the ground's not solid enough to be able to do that work. The expectation is that hopefully late May there'll be a capacity to be able to do some exploratory examinations and see what can come from that.
Why has it taken so long?
Well, it's quite a long and convoluted story, but essentially there were rumours, allegations regarding the fact that there was a mass grave there. There was a difficulty to ascertain the proof thereof for some time, largely due to, I suppose, a lot of pushing and research done by a bloke from Victoria, a school teacher with a real interest in the 15th Brigade, was a situation where it became clear that there was enough documentary evidence to move forward, and hence now we're at the stage of actually doing the dig.
Because they seem pretty sure, don't they, that they are there now?
Well, they're certainly confident that that there was a grave there. The expectation is that there may well still be the remains there. What you had happening post the end of World War One often was temporary graves being exhumed and bodies being put in Commonwealth war graves. There's no record of that happening at this site, so it may well be that there is still a significant number of human remains there.
The Anzac Day commemoration will be held at Villers-Bretonneux, where the Australians fought a house-to-house battle to free the village from the Germans 3 years to the day after the Gallipoli landing. And, of course, Australians are very much well-remembered in that village. I think they the school kids sing Waltzing Matilda every Anzac Day. So why are you going there? Why is it important for you to go to that place?
Well, it's certainly a great privilege for me to go to this place and be here for this very special dawn service. I guess from an Australian government point of view, it's important to commemorate something like this, which is a great victory, a situation where Australian troops under Australian command effectively blunted the German advance and set up the opportunity to move forward as part of a series of battles which effectively led to the armistice later that year.
So if it is so important to be there, why isn't the Prime Minister there this time around?
Well, I think it's important that we commemorate these events, and that's what the Dawn Service is about. I think Kevin's just come back from a successful overseas trip on behalf of the country, and has had the 2020 activities over the last few days and has plenty to do in the lead up to the budget. And I guess it's not just about politicians. In fact, it shouldn't be about politicians. It should be about the community and remembering what took place so long ago and the tremendous courage and sacrifice of our forebears.
Many more Australians lost their lives in France than Gallipoli. Why do you think the focus is on Gallipoli and has been over the years?
Well, I guess Gallipoli was, if you like, the first major involvement of Australian and New Zealand troops in World War One. And with that, I guess, there remains a certain fixation. There's no doubt, though, when you look at the figures, the raw, cold, hard numbers show just how great the enormity was of the horror of the Western Front, with over 45,000 plus killed, in excess of the numbers killed in all other conflicts during the last century.
And do you think that perhaps there may be more focus on the Western Front from now on?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. I think we've seen over the last decade an increased resurgence in interests on our Australia's history with respect to military conflicts. We're seeing it with more people than ever trekking on the Kokoda Track. We're seeing it with increased numbers over the years at Gallipoli. I think we're now seeing it at Villers Bretonneux, and that's a good thing.
Alan Griffin, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
Alan Griffin, Australia's Veterans Affairs Minister in France at the moment to commemorate the 90th anniversary of battles during World War I on the Western Front.